Morning, everybody. So tell me, anybody ever lost a sheep? None of you? Oh, okay. Anybody ever lost a son? Hi, Sam. Anybody ever lost a coin? Oh, now you see. Anybody ever lost a banknote? Oh, okay. So Jesus told these three stories, didn't he? I'm just going to tell you another little story that helps kind of explain what these stories are like. Because when we lose things, it's a bit worrying, isn't it? So there was a man, and he owned a big company, and he was the boss. And he was at work one weekend, and he was having a problem with his computer because bosses don't really know how to use computers very well. I have to be careful what I say. And so he thought, I know, I've one of my employees, he's really good with computers. I'll give him a call at home, and I'll get him to come, well, to tell me what I need to do over the phone. So he rings this man's house, and instead of hearing his employee, he hears this voice that goes, hello. And he suddenly realizes, oh, it must be one of his kids. So he goes, hello, little boy. Is daddy there? Yeah. Can I speak to him, please? No. Oh, all right then. Is mummy there? Yeah. Can I speak to her, please? No. And so he's thinking, well, they might both be out. It might be a babysitter. Well, he said, well, can I speak to the person who's actually looking after you? Anybody ever have babysitters? I've had babysitters in my time. Sometimes Joanna leaves me with somebody to look after me because I can't look after myself very well. But that's another story. Do you like playing tricks on your babysitters? Yeah. I used to as well. And so, can I speak to her? Okay. No. So, well, who's looking after you? Well, it's mommy and daddy, but they're both busy. Well, what are they doing? They're talking to the policeman. Well, can I talk to the policeman then? No. Well, why can't I talk to the policeman? Because he's busy talking to the fireman. So now the man's getting really worried. The mum and dad are there. The policeman and the fireman are there. And then suddenly, he hears this really loud noise. And he thinks, that sounds like a helicopter. And so he says to the little boy, what's that noise? And the little boy goes, it's a helicopter. He went, it's a what? It's a helicopter. Well, and the man's just thinking, right, there's something serious now going on in this house. What do I do? And he said, look, little boy, I'm getting a bit worried now. And before he could say anything else, the little boy went, the helicopter's landing in the garden. So the man starts thinking to himself, what do I do now? And he suddenly goes, he's really concerned and he's getting frustrated. And he said, little boy, why are they all there? What's going on at your house? And the little boy whispers and giggles, they're all looking for me. See, that little boy knew exactly where he was, but nobody else knew. And sometimes, though, we can find that either ourselves, we can get lost, or we don't know where we are. As Sue was saying before, we've done 5 days of projects this week called Serve Our City in different parts of Preston. And all week, my phone's been going off, people going, I don't know where we're going. We've got lost. And so it's like, where are you? Well, tell me where you are. I don't know. It's like, well, what do you see? I don't know. And it's like, well, I can't help you. If you just tell me a building, a tree or something. Or we had one day, this couple were working on the scout hut, a sixth forward scout hut, and this poor woman and this man were suddenly running around like this. And they're running around all over the place. And the wife's going mad at the husband. Well, I gave them to you. You've lost them again now. Oh, you know, I can't trust you with anything. Anybody ever heard that before in their house? And they'd lost the car keys and they had to go because they had an appointment to go to at the hospital. And, oh, that, you know, the wife, she was getting very cross. And the husband's like, well, I put them down somewhere, love. I don't know exactly where I left them, but they were there a minute ago and now they're not there anymore. And then suddenly he found them in his car door. Or the other thing we had this last week as well was, so this team went and they started work on this house and they were doing a really good job and they were clearing the front gardener, and then the owner of the house came back and he went, what are you doing? Oh, hi, we're from Serve Our City. We've come to do your garden for you. What's Serve Our City? Well, this is 133 Cemetery Road, isn't it? No, love, it's 133 Miller Road, but thanks very much. So sometimes we can even think we're in the right place and actually we're not where we're supposed to be. And so Jesus told these stories using everyday things. I mean, you might think, well, a sheep's not very everyday. But when Jesus was alive, people would own sheep. They would have coins. Coins were very precious, especially silver ones. So if you lose one of those things, that's really important. And so Jesus says the owners of those would go and look. They'd leave everything else behind, the 99 sheep, the other coins, and they would search. And when they found them, if they found them, they would call their friends and neighbors and go, look, I've found it again. It's fantastic. But imagine if you lost a son or a daughter because they'd gone off and said, I don't want to be with you anymore. I want all that you're meant to give me when you're dead now. I want all the money I'm due. I want it now, and I'm going to go and do my own thing and go off and wander away and go and live their own life. But as that story shows, the son got to a point where he realized he'd gone completely the wrong way. He was lost. He knew where he was, but he knew how much he'd lost, that he'd broken that relationship with his dad. And the story shows us that instead of being stubborn, anybody ever hears, any of you ever go to your mum and dad or your aunties, uncles or whoever else and go, I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. It's not fair. I know some of you do. And you might stomp off the other way like this and go and just look in the corner and look around and pull a mm-hmm. Well, the son, this son didn't, and he decided he was going to go back, and he was going to go back, and he was going to say, I'm sorry. I have messed up. I've got it wrong. But you know, some of the times we can be stubborn. We cannot ask other people for directions. And do you know what, kids? I don't know whether you find this in your house, but dads especially never ask anyone for directions. It's a man thing. We never like asking other people for directions. Again, on Serve Our City this week, there have been so many men going, stupid sat-nav took me exactly, didn't take me where I was supposed to be. I'm now going to just show, I don't know if you've seen this, there's an advert out at the moment that just goes to show how often people will not ask for directions, and it's for McCoy's Chris. Hopefully we're going to show it now.
Told you not to buy a cheap sat-nav.
We need to take the next left. If you look properly, we go right at the roundabout.
Oh, that's ridiculous, man. Where'd you get this map?
I got it in a shop.
Hey, why don't we ask someone for directions?
Never in all my life.
McCoy's, rich, thick, and rammed full of flavour.
Get the car.
No, you get in the car.
McCoy's, man crisps.
What?
Because sometimes we can say, I don't need help. I can manage on my own. Even when we're in a mess. You can say, you know, I don't need God. I can manage all right on my own. I don't need it. But sometimes we find life gets difficult. times get hard. And God doesn't want us to be lost. He doesn't want you and he doesn't want me to feel that we're lost. He wants you to find who he's made you to be. Each and every one of us, he wants us to know who we are, how much we mean to him. And he's already shown us that through Jesus. That through Jesus, his most precious gift to us, he gave Jesus for us. And Jesus said about himself, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No one comes to the Father, to God, except through me. And each of us can make that journey. If we accept Jesus, if we understand how much God loves each and every one of us, if we all know that we are that precious to God, we can truly find who we're supposed to be, why we're here on this big planet called Earth, and the amazing plans that God has for each and every one. So God doesn't want you, and he doesn't want me to be lost. He wants us to find who he made us to be.